Audiomo, day 6 from the village of Cidacini in northwest Bosnia and Herzegovina. I'm David, and not feeling quite my best today. I don't know why. Feeling slightly nauseous and lightheaded. Maybe that's part of the price that you have to pay when you get old and you've sort of like spent your youth abusing yourself. I've just looked down near a molehill. And there is a dead mole on the surface. That's either Phoebe, our ratter, small dog, or one of the cats. We have 3 dogs and 3 cats here on the property. It's a Sunday. And today I thought I'd talk a little bit about politics. I know I said we wouldn't, because it's very dodgy to talk about ethnic matters here, religious matters here, and politics as well. But this is a soft one. I don't think we're going to get into any wars over this. When you're looking at your own country's political systems, like I think we all do, right? And we moan and think that we've got it totally wrong and we're the worst in the world. Words like corruption, cronyism, etc., etc. Let me tell you about Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's a beautiful country, and just remember, if you come here as a traveller, which is a new word for tourist, I believe, and when you go anywhere, the Caribbean or Africa or wherever, you go on holidays, you never think about politics, right? You don't want to get involved in the country's details. So this is not meant to put you off coming to Bosnia and Herzegovina, but something to be aware of. The conflict of the 1990s finished in 1995 with an agreement between what we used to call the warring factions at Dayton, Ohio, and they signed a peace agreement, which, funnily enough, is called the Dayton Peace Agreement. And the international community worked together with the local people here to come up with a solution that would stop fighting, stop conflict, and hopefully build a way forward. It succeeded in stopping conflict. Whether it built the way forward or not is still in the balance, and we're 26 years on from that. So Bosnia and Herzegovina is a heart-shaped country, middle of the Western Balkans, Southeast Europe. I've mentioned in, I think, Audiomo Day 1 about where you can find it on the map. The country is split into what is known two entities. 51% of the landmass goes to the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina, basically populated by Catholics and Muslims. And the remaining 41% of the country is called the Republika Srpska, and inhabited basically, or in a majority at least, by Bosnian Serbs. So there are two entities within one country. I suppose you could say two provinces, maybe. Would that be an easier way to understand it? There is a small, very tiny place called Brčko in the north of the country, and that is a district, a multi-ethnic district. So I suppose I should have said two entities and an autonomous district. Okay, we're going to start getting complicated now. The country of Bosnia and Herzegovina has a president. In fact, it's a tri-presidency. There is a president nominated by the Catholics, a president nominated by the Orthodox Christians, and a president nominated by the Muslim community here in the country. It's called the tri-presidency, and they each take an 8-month stint of being the president. But they're supposed to make decisions between the three of them. Okay. So there is a president to the country. Each of the entities also has a president. So the Republika Srpska has a president, and the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina has a president. So Bosnia and Herzegovina has 3 presidents. Let's take it a step further to complicate you even further. The Republika Srpska has a prime minister and a government. Okay. The Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina also has a prime minister and a government. So you would think now that we have three presidents and we have three prime ministers. Well, not quite, because in the Federation of Bosnia-Herzegovina, the part I told you about that is predominantly Roman Catholic and Muslim, they live in cantons. So Catholic cantons and Muslim-dominated cantons. There are 10 of them. And each canton has a government with a prime minister and a small government. So Bosnia-Herzegovina is a country with three presidents and 12 prime ministers. Can you imagine the amount of bureaucrats that work under those people? On top of that, the country has three languages. It used to be called Serbo-Croatian back in the day when I was a young man, but after the conflict, the Bosnian Serbs said the language that we speak is Serbian, the Muslims said the language that we speak is Bosnian, and the Roman Catholics said the language that we speak is Croatian. So legally, there are three languages. And there are two scripts for writing. Latinic script, like most of the Western world uses, French, British, for example, Germans, we all use Latinic. And the Bosnian Muslims and the Bosnian Croats, they use Latinic. And the Bosnian Serbs use Cyrillic. You know, it's a bit like Russian, really. Cyrillic. Having said that, when you come to this part of Bosnia, which is the Republika Srpska, where I am at the moment, you'll see a lot of adverts in Latinic, menus in Latinic, newspapers and periodicals, Latinic, websites in Latinic. But wherever you go in the country, you'll see road signs with both Cyrillic and Latinic. So I'm not going to insult my Bosnian Serb friends, but if you see a road sign going to Sarajevo, there will be Latinic underneath it, and it might look like Capajebo to you. So it's a very complex and convoluted way of putting a country together. And I sometimes think it was set up to fail, to be dysfunctional. And with all this dysfunctionality, there's corruption, gerrymandering, cronyism, but somehow the country does work. It's not perfect, and most of the political activities here are done in coalitions. I don't think there's one part of Bosnia-Herzegovina that has a party with a single overwhelming mandate. And it's true what a German analyst said very recently, that whatever we say about Bosnia-Herzegovina, they do have democracy because they have to work with coalitions to keep the country going. So there's a little bit of information, more background. As I said, I'm going to try and tell you what it's like to be here. And that is the structure that I and just around 3 million other people live with. Now, the piece of music today is quite a long one. I hope you're going to enjoy it. I put it in English because I don't want to use my local language and make myself look completely stupid. The song is called Waiting at the Dawn for Satan, or for the Devil. The band is called Shadowan Code, but it is formed from two groups. One, a very famous former Yugoslavian rock group called No Smoking. And they are joined together with the Muslim girl singers from the Zagreb Mosque, and they are called Arabesque. So this is Shadowan Code, which is a Sarajevo-based former Yugoslavian rock band called No Smoking, and the girls from Arabesque from Zagreb. It's Waiting in the Morning, or At the Dawn for Satan. That's it for Audio Mo Day 6 with me, David. A little bit under the weather in a glorious Sunday afternoon in the Shire, as I call it. Catch you tomorrow. Any questions that you've got, please do ask them. Alan has, John was talking about Burek yesterday, and I'm going to try and help him out with finding more information about that. But if you have any questions, please do let me know and I'll do my very best to answer them, and share this audio mode, not because I want to become more listened to, but I think the information that I've got about Bosnia and Herzegovina, if more people can listen to it, then maybe they'll get interested and intrigued by it. And then when our pandemic world calms down a bit, maybe, just maybe, they'll want to come and experience this wonderful place. So from Tamara, who is making batak and krompir, which is roast chicken and potatoes, I'll see you tomorrow for Audiomo Day 7. Bye for now.
И разорен ударец десно. Сам чао те е спасо, кад те прца с бураце. Рима чеко у мраку пред пиваром. И онда кад те агент 071 педагошки трехо останични сици. Би успио е да убие Бога у теби. Al džavo u tebi je ostao da živi.
on sve čujem.